It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, the last week of July brought in some pretty heavy selling into the commodity markets, kind of breaking our trend that we'd seen for July, which had been pretty strong performance all the way up until this last week. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the final week of trading for July.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Agri-Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Agri-Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Well, an impromptu ceasefire and talk of peace talks getting underway again with Iran, combined with improving weather forecasts, all put pressure on the grains here to wrap up the month of July. We've been seeing some pretty good gains off of weather conditions that were showing hot and dry conditions for the Northern Plains and the Western Corn Belt. But a moderating temperatures and a little bit of rain in the forecast caused the market to start to stumble. And then a little bit of an impromptu ceasefire with Iran and the restart of the peace talks all kind of came in to cause the crude oil market to drop sharply. That added a little pressure in onto the grains as well. Overall, what we're looking at, of course, weather. We did see rains move across the Northern Plains and parts of the Corn Belt on Thursday. That helped bring much-needed rain to some areas, but it was a very spotty rain and not enough as far as the Northern Plains were concerned to help alleviate the drought concerns. But we are looking at moderating temperatures here this first week of August, which is adding a little bit of pressure to the market. We continue to see an escalation in the war between Ukraine and Russia. That added quite a bit of strength into the marketplace as well, as right now it appears that about 40% of Russia's exportable export facilities have been damaged in some way or fashion. And that's caused a little bit of a slowdown in grain movement through the Black Sea region. All that, of course, being supportive. We continue to see the drought raging as far as Europe is concerned, but that's not seeing much of an impact as far as the U.S. is concerned at this point. For the week, we did see the markets come under some pretty heavy pressure as Minneapolis wheat dropped close to 23 to 24 cents, while Chicago was down 38 to 39 cents. Kansas City finished down 38 cents. Over in the corn market, we lost about 23 cents, while soybeans were down anywhere from 66 cents in the new crop to 76 in the old crop. Soybean meal was down close to $15 to $19. Soybean oil was down $6 to $7, and canola dropped anywhere from $66 to $67 a metric ton. Over in the cattle, we did finally see a little bit of strength. That market kind of shook off its early selling pressure and did finish with some gains for the week. Live cattle gained about $4.75, while feeder cattle were up about $2 to $2.50. We did see the lean hogs slip about $4. In the outside markets, crude oil was up $4.65. Gold was down $19.50. The dollar dropped almost a cent and a half, and we saw the Dow Jones gain close to 475 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.